Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
All right, listeners and viewers, Meat Hook Jim here. And as promised, we finally do have something relating to Halloween haunts and horror. It's not all wrestling. We're trying to get that balance going. But with me is, of course, Donnie Hoover.
Hey, how's everybody doing there?
And this time, our special guest, we can't see him. He lives out in the middle of nowhere where the bandwidth is non-existent. But he's one of my oldest friends in the haunt industry. He owns Backwoods Oddities, Last Carnival out in Waverly, Ohio. I am, of course, talking about Alan Schell. Alan, how are you, my friend?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here. It's been a minute since I've done a podcast, so this is going to be fun.
Well, good. And, just jumping feet first, you've got two haunt owners on here. Both you and Donnie own haunts. So I figured it'd be a great thing to chat about what got you started. And let's start with you, Alan. When did you first know you wanted to have a haunted attraction?
To be honest, and if there's anybody around that's been in a haunted house or Halloween stuff for very long, there was a website that I think is about now defunct called The Monster List. And on there they had tons of projects that you could do for at-home haunt type things. And my wife, Melissa, brought that to my attention one day, and we decided, okay, let's do a Halloween party. The Halloween party went great. The next year it got bigger, and then we decided that we were going to do a fundraiser. And I think we're around 10, 11 years, something like that, around 10 years. So now we are a nonprofit haunt. We raise money for Southern Ohio Survivors Cancer Foundation and several other charities in our area. And we just grow and grow and grow. The excitement of scaring people and getting to build things and of course, talk to people in the haunt industry because everybody's great friends. So it just, I can't stop.
Nobody's asking you to stop. You do some great things. that same question to Donnie. Donnie, when did you realize you wanted a haunted attraction?
I didn't even really honestly realize I wanted one until the opportunity kind of presented itself. I've always just been like dabbling in it here and there for fun. I never really took it as like a serious profession or hobby. And I just did like volunteer work at Scaratorium here and there. I helped friends on their home haunts, stuff like that. And then when I was at Kickmaster Foot Golf, where we do our wrestling events, me and Bob, the co-owner there, was just kind of talking about Halloween season. And he said he was wanting to put some scarecrows out on the course and some props and like something to scare his foot golfers and maybe an actor or two. And we just kind of like, we're just goofing around back and forth. And then, cause he's got property, it has woods like down the side, along the back and all this and that. And one thing led to another. And he was like, hey, it'd be nice if we could put like a haunted trail, you know, here on the property, just along the wood line. And I'm like, well, actually I know the right people to make that happen. I said, if you're serious about it, I could talk to him. And then it just kind of, and you know, like, of course, the person I'm referring to is Keith Newsom, and who knows pretty much anything about everything to get a haunt up and going. So I reached out to Keith, and he had just recently retired from Scaratorium as the manager there, and asked him if he wanted to take the project on as a hobby. And him and his son and his nephew, Mike Newsom, they all, you know, jumped in with both feet, and we just pretty much, it just kind of happened like that. It was like one day we were not even thinking about it, and the next day, like, hey, we got a haunted trail. We have to get ready in 6 weeks. It's like,
nothing like last minute work.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of basically how it started.
Yeah. 6 weeks is pretty tight on time. If you pulled it off, which apparently you did, that's awesome.
Yeah. We basically just took clippers and rakes and just dug into the woods. And yeah, basically we made a bunch of trails and we hung some plastic for the first year just to get us by, and made a couple scenes out of skids, and yeah, we got good reviews. Everybody that went through kind of enjoyed it pretty much, so we got lucky. I think had a great crew helping us get it ready.
That's good. We started with the plastic thing too. I think every hunt does at one point or another, but what we discovered at that point is, without quality actors, it doesn't really matter how nice the scenes are. So we had Jim come in and do actor training for us, and that really set us off. And the path he started us on a long time ago is the same path we use now, and that's how we keep the quality actors and keep going.
Perfect. That's a good guy to have on your side.
You flatter me and you honor me, sir. I'm just tugging at the heartstrings there. Make me proud, you know. I'll tell you what, this is a crazy business. And, you know, unless you were one of those huge haunts that's got an enormous budget, which I know neither one of you are, you're having to, you know, get hand-me-downs. You're having to build things on your own. Alan, you know, I've watched your haunt evolve over the years.
Come a long ways.
It has, but one thing that never ceases to amaze me is how you can look at something that costs $10,000 at Transworld or MHC, and you can build it for like $200.
Resources, tools, and free time. That's how you save money.
But there are things I've seen you build. I mean, like oversized. One that comes to mind is the oversized clown that you use.
Oh, Jumbo! Yeah.
I mean, that was just ingenious. The construction. Very lightweight. Everything you did with it, as opposed to going out and spending, and nothing against those manufacturers, but you know they're trying to make money too. But when you're a poor haunter, you got to do what you got to do.
Oh yeah,
exactly. There's a time over cost calculation that you've got to do. I mean, if you have the extra money and not the time, you can afford to go to the vendors. Unfortunately, I don't have the money, so I've got to invest time. It costs either way. And having more time than money, we make 90% of everything we've got in the haunt. Very few things come from vendors.
Mm-hmm. That's about like us. So we've pretty much become the master of building scenes out of skids. We're like the skid kings pretty much at this point.
I've got 300 of them waiting to go up for this season.
Nice.
Yeah.
Them things are amazing.
Don't underestimate Connexes. They're very affordable right now. Also, we just got in a 40-foot Connex for cheap.
Nice.
And you're close to Columbus. It might cost you less. So, Anyways.
No, that's okay. We're talking about things you got to do. I mean, to make your haunt run and work. And both of you have the people that you need. You really do. And people, you know, I don't care how fancy a haunt is. I don't care how many props and animatronics they've got. It's nothing if you don't have the right people in the right places. And Alan, you know, your people, I tell people, not just my team, Maul, but I tell anybody, if you want to experience the pleasure of true haunting for the love of haunting and nothing else, then you need to go to Backwoods Oddities, because every one of those people puts their heart and soul into your attraction. And it's not some kid at a commercialized attraction with texting on his phone with sneakers on, wearing vampire costume and going boo.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to give a shout out to Mopsy.
Oh, Mopsy Topsy, yeah.
Yeah,
Beth, she's been with us for a very long time.
And she succeeded in at least startling me.
That's good. Which is really good.
Which is not an easy thing to do. But she did, and she earned it. That's the kind of passion I'm talking about. Both of you... both of you, your passion resides in that part of the business because you don't have a big budget. You both look for other ways and spend your time and your dedication to an amazing attractions. So I can't say much more beyond that. I mean, we can talk about actors, but let's talk about your attractions. I mean, Donnie, I know more or less you're on hiatus, but I don't think this is the end of your haunt.
Oh, no, not at all. Yeah, the Trail of Tremendous Terror is unfortunately on limbo right now until we figure out, like, stuff with the property and all that. So we have ceased operations and building until we get that all squared away. So we mostly, there's 100% certainty we're not going to be open this season. As for next season, we're still in limbo. All of our team, like Keith Newsom and all the crew, they've moved down to the Miller House in Lancaster to help them get their haunt up and going. So that's where all of our crew is at now. Sorry, I said, as for next season, we're going to find out. And, yeah, never say never, even if the trail doesn't exist anymore. There's, you know, once one door closes, another one's opens, and you just never know where we're going to end up. And, you know, we may even end up down at the Miller House helping them. You know, we never know.
I think the Miller House is going to be a really good attraction. I've been talking with them. They came through our haunt last year. I talked with them then. I've been talking with them off and on ever since, kicking ideas back and forth, costuming, set, stuff like that. I think they're going to really have a great attraction. And if any night that you have extra actors that don't want to go there, we have room at our place and we have spots that we can fill for the night. They can just come down and play. So that's fine too.
Very cool. Let them know for sure.
I appreciate trained actors. I appreciate people with passion. And, you know, if you get anybody that's borderline and thinking about maybe that they're tired of it, just give them a break. Let them come down and play with us. And it tends to reinvigorate for some odd reason. And yeah, if not else, they get to play somewhere else. Get to play, right. Get to play in,
it is certainly,
in our neck of the woods. Go ahead, Jim.
No, please, Alan, continue.
In our neck of the woods, it might be considered cliche, but we are a carnival haunt. We have clowns and we have chainsaws, but we have a lot of in-depth sets and fire breathers and fire props and other things that really play real carnival other than just your typical scares. But if we don't have those things, they don't seem to appreciate the haunt in our area, so... if anybody just wants to go and try that out, they're more than welcome.
Very cool. And how would they get a hold of you guys if they listen to this podcast and somebody would like to reach out to you?
Okay. We have our website, bwhaunt.com. We're also on Facebook as Backwoods Oddities, spelled with a Z, BACKWOODZ Oddities. Or they can get a hold of me personally. I'm also on Facebook, Alan, A-L-A-N, Zeus, Z-E-U-S, Shell, S-H-E-L-L. I accept all friend requests, and they can message me through there. If they're looking for tickets and stuff, that's best through the website. But if you've got people that want to act or just interested in the haunt industry in general, they can get a hold of me through Facebook. That's about the best.
Very cool. There you go. If you're looking to do some haunting this year, there's a place for you.
And of course, Maul will be out there for what is it being called this year? Is it Hell Night?
Yeah, we're going to change it up to Hell Night this year. It's our more intense night where we allow our actors to cut loose for 2 hours in what would normally be after hours from midnight to 2 a.m. We let them, they can actually touch at that point. They can use profanity. We can tackle more of the adult topics and from 12 to midnight. It's 18 and up on those tickets. Our normal nights, we're family friendly. We're intense, maybe not great for young children, but yeah, Hell Night is it's really different.
You know, there's a rumor out there that a certain meat hook type guy is going to come out of retirement for that show.
I hope he does, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I have a spot just in mind for him. I think he's going to have a really good time.
Always a good time out there. I can't stress how much anybody who hasn't been out there needs to go out there just to see the pure passion, which also exists with Donnie's crew. Don't get me wrong, and I'm not going to sell them short at all. I trained them, was it last year?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I did an actor training class with them last year, and I saw – the same glint in certain eyes, I saw that same passion that Alan's crew has, because when you're doing it for free, that means that you've achieved something. You're doing it purely for the love of it. And that's the best kind of haunter there is. I mean, yeah, it's great. We like to get paid. I like to pay my actors. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've had several of my actors say, Jim, I'll do it for free. But, of course, I still pay them. But it's the gesture. It's the fact that they want to do it without monetary gain. And let's face it, you know, we make enough money just to travel, our travel expenses. We don't make a profit, you know. I pay them. It covers their gas. It covers their food for the weekend, you know. But it's that intense passion that I love to see. And I saw something in Alan when I first met him, and I knew that Alan was going to go on to big things. And Alan, you're growing every year. You get, your haunt keeps getting bigger and bigger. When is it going to be time to go commercial?
I think when I hand it off to Kim in about 4 more years, it's going to be commercial, and we're going to move it to its own site. Right now we're at 60,000 square feet, 4 buildings, and that's indoor, outdoor, pallet maze, and woods maze. But the plan is in 4 years, I'm going to hand it off to Kim, and we're going to make it its own attraction on its own property, and I'll just retire to building props and training and helping with the technical side of it. I'll let her handle the advertising, staffing, and that kind of thing.
You know, it's not going to be that easy, don't you?
I know. But I want her to have something that's hers. And she's my daughter. She's been with me since the beginning. So she was 5 when we first started, and she's almost 18. She's 14 now. She's freshman in high school. When she graduates from high school, it's going to be hers. And we're going to make it so that it can be her side job. Of course, I'm going to encourage her to go to college and do something real with her life, but that's when we'll go completely pro, I'm sure.
I remember the first time I came out there and I saw Kim in her little cage.
Right.
I can't begin to describe how creepy she was playing that character.
She can play any character in our haunt. She can run the front door all the way through. The last 3 years, she's enjoyed chasing full-grown men with a chainsaw since she was 11 years old. And that's a lot of fun for her. But if anybody that has an important role is not able to make it, she drops the saw, changes costume, and goes and plays that role. This year, she's probably going to be playing Melissa's room. She's got a new job and may not make it a few nights, so Kim may play Melissa's room some, which is a key timing point. That is our timing light, and she can do it, and I have no doubts. But I have very few people other than her that can do it besides possibly me, and I've got to run the front door. So, but she's already volunteered, and she's going to go for it.
And I'm sure she'll be completely successful.
I have no doubt. She's been well trained. Thank you, Jim. Yeah. And she's passionate, so she'll be able to just fit right in.
I'm proud to see what she's become, and she was scary to begin with, so you know, take that as you want.
Right.
So, you know, as we move on to another section here, you guys both, what advice would you give to somebody that wants to start a haunt? And I'm going to start with Donnie on this one.
Personally, my best advice, and it was the advice that I took myself, is to find someone that has the experience, the knowledge. If you don't have it yourself, it's like I'm kind of new. I've only been in the haunt business, you know, a handful of years. And so I didn't have the knowledge I needed. So my goal was to go out and surround myself with those people that I needed to. So that would probably be my best advice, is to find, if you don't know exactly everything you're doing, find the people that do. and surround yourself with those people, as well as get as much training as possible. You know, the more knowledge you can have, the better. Because there are so many things I didn't know, like the fire marshal inspections and all the regulations. I mean, I'd heard about them, but I didn't really know all about that until we started doing this. And then I was just like, you know, holy crap, man, there's a lot more to this than people think.
Surprise.
Right. So that would probably be my best advice, is if you're not knowledgeable enough, or you know, even if you are still, even if you know everything there is to know, surround yourself with the best people. Because just like Alan said, in my opinion, acting is the most important thing. It doesn't really matter. You could be in a dark room with rope and the lights out. Keith Newsom used to tell me this all the time. You know, you could be in a dark room with just rope for them to hold on to and lead the way. You know, if you got great actors, it's going to be like the best haunt ever. And so that would be my advice, is surround yourself with the best people you can.
And Alan, your advice?
If I was going to open a haunt from scratch, and I had never done it before, I would take the first season that I was planning on opening, and I would go act at other haunts to see how they're structured as far as how they manage their actors, how they manage the queue lines, how they do things. See, you get hands-on training that way. And I also advise going to the conventions. There are three that are available in the Ohio, well, two in the Ohio area pretty much, and one in Louisiana. But go to the conventions, take the classes, see the show floor, see how things are made, sold, and understand every aspect. Like Donnie said, you can go to fire marshal classes, advertising classes, everything. Then determine your budget and plan on half of it for advertising. If you're not spending half of your money on advertising for the first year, you're not going to get a dime back. You have to get the name out there. Word of mouth is fine, but it's slow. And I made that mistake for my first 5 years, did not put enough money in advertising. Growth was very, very, very slow. Put the money in advertising. I know you want to go buy the $5,000 prop that you think is going to make everybody come there. They might remember it, but it's not going to get the people to the door. Take that $5,000, put it in advertising, put a $500 prop there, or an actor that's well-trained, and then save money and grow the next year. That's my advice.
Very sage advice from both haunt owners. And that's the purpose of Wrestle Horror, is to get information out to the masses in both the pro wrestling and haunted attraction industries. You guys, I respect both of you for what you've done. I mean, yes, I own a business, but I don't have to go through a fraction of what you guys go through. I just have to deal with staff, which in and of itself can be a real chore sometimes.
Oh, that's half my headaches. Staff is my family. I don't mean personal family. Everybody that acts at our haunt becomes part of the Backwoods Oddities family. They are family, but they still have real lives. They get new jobs. They get sick. Their kids get sick, and that is half of the issue. Is the first hour of my night while I'm doing makeup is planning how I'm going to fill each room. So staffing is an issue, but it's easy one to overcome if you have family.
No, I agree. I myself am part of the Backwoods Oddities family.
Absolutely, you are. So are most of your mall actors, believe it or not.
I don't doubt that at all. I've already have people bugging me about who gets to go to Allen's this year.
Yeah, well, you took one of the spots. I don't blame you.
I did. I did take one of the spots, and I'm looking forward to it. And of course, I'm not as svelte as I used to be. But I've got something that'll fit.
That's all right. I'll get some Geritol put in my makeup kit. We'll take care of you there, Jim.
I'll probably need it.
I could probably get a hold of Cyrus Poe and see if you can borrow his outfit.
No. Oh, no. That, I don't want to scare everybody away from Alan's haunt. Alan, to understand this is kind of hard to describe, but Cyrus Poe is a pro wrestler.
Okay.
And he's very round.
Okay.
And he wears this wrestling, I don't even know what it's called, Donnie.
The straps, I guess. I don't know. He's got these trunks.
Little tiny pair of trunks on a big round man with straps that come across his shoulders and in front of his belly. And you can't unsee it. You cannot unsee this.
It's great. Absolutely great.
And for those of you that are
wrestling, definitely work for the adult night or for Hell Night. Absolutely. You've seen Trish, so.
For those of you that do understand wrestling, think Bastion Booger. That's all I got to say, because he looks just like him. It is just so frightening to see this man in these little trunks.
Oh yeah, Cyrus Poe is awesome.
I mean, people would be pulling out of their parking lot at warp speed.
and a little side note to that, as he is actually a big fan of haunted houses and horror and stuff. He watches tons of horror movies, and we've actually went to haunted houses together back in the day.
Oh, that's funny. Maybe we should get him to come out and act in that outfit.
There you go. He'd probably do it.
Oh, my gosh. This is great. Here I go with the ums again. There it is. I can't stop. But we're having fun, right?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about.
That's good. Good one.
I can't stop it. All right. So, Alan.
Yes.
Anything new at the haunt this year that you can talk about?
We have actually torn down about half of our old pallet maze. It's all getting replaced. As far as outside the haunt, we're getting a new concession stand, thus the Connex, new ticket booth, more room for sheltered queue line. We're bringing back a laser vortex. Anybody that's in the haunt industry has probably seen those. They've been in and out of fashion for a while. I like them versus the laser swamp, so we're going to do a laser vortex. New audio throughout the haunts, and I'm not going to get into any of the bigger or new props that we're building, but,
those are surprises. I don't want surprises. I just wanted stuff you could talk about, and that's cool. I personally like
Candy is getting a new candy machine.
Is she?
And what she's grinding up for candy, you'll have to come out and see, but, yeah. That is our biggest prop this year, and that's as much as I'm going to go into that one.
All right, I don't want to hear any more. I want to be surprised too.
Oh yes, I'm unfortunately probably going to be out this season, recovering from my shoulder surgery and my bicep surgery. So, talking about all this, I'm probably most likely going to have to come out there and check it out now and see what's going on.
Come on out and take a tour. If you want to come out early, we can do a lights on tour and then stay and see the show. You'll have a good time.
That'd be perfect. I'd love to.
Yep. You're more than welcome. More than welcome. Anybody that owns a haunt in the area, just get with me and we can set up a time and they can come out and tour it. I've got no secrets, and I'll help anybody that needs help with anything as far as prop controllers, timing, lighting, just advice in general, because the more haunts we have, the more people go to haunts, the bigger the industry gets all around.
Absolutely.
All around. It's good to partner with local haunts and cross-advertise and send people other places, because when they come out, they're excited. They want to go to another attraction, and they'll remember all of them for the night. So.
Oh, yeah, that's what people don't understand. People don't go out just to go to one haunt. You know, if they can squeeze in two or three in a weekend or a night, you know, that's what they want to do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. When they come out of your haunt, you've already entertained them, so it doesn't bother you or hurt you at all to give them a flyer for another haunt so they can go on to the next place.
Right.
So we don't mind at all.
Good deal.
You know, Alan, I wanted to mention to you, I still have Merle.
Oh, do you?
I still have
seen Merle in a couple seasons.
I still have Merle, and as a matter of fact, I did a brief gig at a brewery last year.
Yeah.
And I had Merle with me.
There you go. There you go. That's awesome. That's awesome. If Merle ever needs a repaint or touched up, you let me know. I'll hook you up.
I got you. And for those of you that are going, what the hell is Merle? It's a hammer that Alan made for me and named it. And I hold it near and dear, and I use it whenever I can. And I had a character which Merle fit in with real well. So
nice.
Yeah, we did a foam-filled latex head on I think that's actual sledgehammer handle on that one, but then I carved it and distressed it and rusted it. And if you didn't know, it looks real.
Yep.
Nice.
It does. So, gentlemen, the time is ticking down, and I'm sure that you both have things that need to be done. So I'm going to start wrapping this up. But once again, let's, Alan, give everybody the information again to where they can find out more about your haunt, hours, tickets, that type of thing, because I'd like to get some more people out there for you. You keep growing, and I'm going to try to help you grow even more.
Absolutely. The easiest way to get a hold of us is through the website, bwohaunt.com. There's links to our Facebook. There's maps to get to the haunt. There's ticket resources. There's a photo gallery shows things we've done in the past. And the number listed on the haunt goes directly to my personal cell phone. I take all the calls. So if anybody's interested in the haunt itself, helping with the haunt, or if they are getting down to the deadlines and just need help with their haunts, give me a call. I don't mind. I'll help. And that's the easiest way is bwohaunt.com.
It's simple. It's concise. It's easy to remember. So check out bwohaunt.com. Get a hold of Alan. Go out and check out his haunt this Halloween season. You will not be disappointed. It gets the Meat Hook Gym seal of approval. And how about you, Donnie? I know Trail of Tormented Terror is in limbo, but mm-hmm. We still got a wrestling company you can promote.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. New Ohio Wrestling. Like I said, we got things going on. Just finished up at the Ohio State Fair. We're looking at a possible November event. That's not confirmed yet. And we're already into 2020 for next year. March, we're going to be at the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo again for 2 days. We're in talks now with the Ohio State Fair about a return date for even more days. They're looking at maybe possible 4 days, 4-hour events, which is going to be a huge undertaking for us. And we're excited to finally get that finalized and get that done. And we are looking at something in June as well. We had meetings last week about a possible Arts Festival event in June. And I can't give all the details out on that yet because nothing is finalized. But as soon as it does, I will let everybody know for sure. But, like I said, we're hard at work. We kind of slowed down on the haunt side a little bit and due to the shoulder injury and all that. So I can't really do much. And then also for the trail being in limbo until we get the property situation figured out. So we've been focusing on wrestling and getting the wrestling going. So just keep everything, keep everything open and keep on the lookout for New Ohio Wrestling news. And we'll keep you guys updated as we go along on WrestleHorror and on New Ohio Wrestling.
And don't forget, for those of you that are just listening, there is a video that goes along with this podcast on YouTube. Just search WrestleHorror, the WrestleHorror channel. You'll find all of the videos that accompany these audio podcasts. Once again, let me thank Mr. Alan Schell for coming on to the show with us. Alan, I certainly do appreciate you coming on literally at the last minute. Always a great guest, and I look forward to coming out this season.
Well, thank you for having us on. We appreciate getting to spread the word about the haunt. We definitely appreciate a good conversation. This has been a great conversation, so thank you for including us.
It wouldn't be a show without you, my friend. With that being said, I am Meat Hook Jim, and this is the WrestleHorror Podcast, and we'll see you on the next episode.
See ya.
Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter at WrestleHorror, on our YouTube channel, the Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.wrestlehorror.com.